Good morning, everyone. Buenos dias, Friday. What is it? It's the 16th of September, 2011. Time travelers, take note. 21st century. How you doing? Oh, ladies and gentlemen. First, a little honor of the world of music lost another, shining star, great talent. DJ Mehdi out of France. Earlier this week, I'm not even sure on all the details, but we're going to take a little moment for him and then play a track of his. I haven't played in a while, if ever, because I'm normally playing another one, so I'm going to play something different. But here it is. This is for DJ Mehdi. We'll be right back.
When you're stoned, baby, and I am drunk, we make love, it seems a little desolate. It's hard sometimes not to look away and think, what's the point when I'm having to hold this fight down? I think I'll explode if I can't feel this free. If you
you.
Dido and Deep Dish right here on the old eclectic coffee house morning groove style, as I like to call it. Y'all call me up, 779-KEOS, 779-5367. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know you love me. Make a request. And hey, if you're checking this out on the internet, why don't you go down there and click on that little comment button. Leave me a comment and quotation. All right, check it out. If you're not listening to it on the internet, you might care about this. But I don't know where you're from if you are listening over the bit stream. But I'm going to tell you about the weather. It's cool because all I have to do is tell you about today and tonight, and then that goes on for the next 5 days. Slight chance of thunderstorms, 20%, aka not a drop. And high 93, low a 71 tonight. And the same tomorrow, and the same on Sunday, the same on Monday, and the same on Tuesday. But that 20%, I'm not sure how much that's really going to do. I need 100% from you, rain. Okay. And now for something completely different. Here's the Kendalls. KUS.
Closing. time, how they all began to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier in closing time. When the train starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face. How the fallen angels, how the backstreet boys. Robert Redford, even Overhaul. We all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now, ain't it funny? Ain't it strange? The way a man's opinions change, yeah, when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now when the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face. All the fallen angels, all the backstreet boys. The fallen angels, all the backstreet boys.
slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man, he came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no. She said our bad days when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping. Then he turned around and headed home again. He slipped sliding, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And God only knows, God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding away. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Paul Simon right there doing Slip Sliding Away. And before that, The Sweetness, Friends of KUOS, and that was actually from a show that they did for us down there at the Village, one of the benefits we had, our monthly benefits. This month, I believe, is going to be Ben Morris and the Great American Boxcar Chorus. I think that's on a 24th. that correct? And then we got Volunteer Jam on the 25th. No. Yeah, that sounds about right. That's going to be one rip-roaring good time. I'm really looking forward to that. It's an early show, y'all, down at Hullabaloo on Sunday, September the 25th. And, you know, Lloyd Maines, Terry Hendrix, Susan Gibson, Walt Wickens, Michael O'Connor, Elizabeth Wills, Kevin Higgins, Barbara Maltese, folk like that, you know, gonna be there. So that should be fun. I hope y'all come out. Should be a really good time. Call me up, 779-KEOS, 779-5367. You know what, though? I got sidetracked here. I got sidetracked talking about the Sweetness. I got to tell y'all what all we heard. Before we heard the Sweetness, that was the, you know, the real bohemian sounding track. Before we heard that, we had Conway Twitty with Slow Hand. And before that, Mickey Gilley with Don't the Girls All Look Prettier at Closing Time. And then we started that set off with Kendall's doing Try Me Again off Old Fashioned Love. I want to go into this a little. There's a reason why I did this. Hang on. This record, that was Try Me Again we heard off of that. Listen to some of these other songs. We're going to have to get into these throughout the weeks to come. Track number one is It Don't Feel Like Sinning to Me. And then, of course, we got Try Me Again, Sweet Desire, When Can We Do This Again, and Plain Old Fashioned Cheating. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a scandalous record. I'm looking forward to getting into that one. Anyway, call me up, 779-KUS. Here's Mr. Yoakum and Miss Crow.
Hardly knew her dad. I was driving just last week. Out west where it's wide open. Went out in a hot plowed field. A dust devil clicked his heels. Headed for the road. When we intersected, this little whirlwind in me, it sure shook me good. As it across my hood, it reminded me of life. And if only the good die young, I might live forever. I guess caught up on the wind, round and round again, just trying to do my best. I've been trying to go to church some, but I keep getting intercepted by the ball game on TV. Or is that code 303? Didn't Peter fish for me? And if only the good die young, I might live forever, I guess. Casting all about, trying to figure it all out, just trying to do my best. I've learned my lesson, but I'd sure hate to get asked to stand up in class and explain to everyone why I'm only the good die young. I have lived forever. I'll be stuck here after school.
Hi, I'm Michael Jonathan, folk singer, tree hugger. So what are you doing Saturday at 2 p.m.? How about joining me in a passionate musical adventure? We celebrate grassroots music and artists on a very unusual radio show. Join me here on KEOS 89.1 FM, College Station Bryan, for the weekly broadcast of the Woodsong Old Time Radio.
Don't pay my bills. I need money. That's what I want. got the telephone off the hook. Woman done locked me out the bedroom. I'm hungry, but I just can't cook. But the brim's still biting Faraday. Said the brim's still biting Faraday. Things are bad enough as they are, and I'm three payments overdue on my car. Got a telegram this morning from back home. Lot of bad news, good news soon to come. And a brim still biting in Faraday. Said a brim still biting in Faraday. Get straight, I'm gonna lose my wife. Don't guess there's much else could go wrong. My luck's bound to change, it can't be too long. And the brim's still biting in Faraday. Say the brim's still biting.
To Eric Quincy Tate on KEOS College Station in Bryan, 89.1 FM. I ain't gonna forget about y'all. I'll give y'all a rundown of what we heard here right after the BBC News headlines. 5 minutes.
BBC News with Kathy Clugston. Libyan forces backing the interim government have renewed their attack on Sirte, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's hometown, as well as on Bani Walid, another of his few remaining strongholds. This report by Gabriel Gatehouse.
Advance and then retreat has been the pattern of fighting throughout this rebellion. The sudden ease with which resistance in Tripoli melted away last month was the exception rather than the rule. As in Sirte, reports from Bani Walid to the west also suggest that anti-Gaddafi forces have entered the town, and fighting is continuing around the southern desert town of Sebha. Colonel Gaddafi's spokesman, Musa Ibrahim, maintains that thousands of volunteers are preparing to retake control of the country. That may be a fantasy, but nearly 4 weeks after the dramatic fall of Tripoli, loyalist fighters are still strong enough and motivated enough to put up a fight.
European Union finance ministers meeting in Poland to address the crisis in the Eurozone say they'll decide next month on the payout of the second instalment of a loan to Greece. They welcomed what they described as the renewed firm commitment and determination of Greece to meet its obligations. Jean-Claude Juncker is the head of the Eurogroup.
We recognize the significant efforts made by the Greek authorities over the last year aimed at stabilizing public finances and reforming the economy. The continued full implementation of the adjustment program remains crucial.
The ministers also expressed confidence in the ability of Ireland and Spain to implement necessary reforms. They welcomed the agreement of all member states to increase the size and flexibility of the European Rescue Fund. The son of a famous army general in China has been sent for a year's detention after a highly publicised road rage incident. The 15-year-old boy is alleged to have leapt from a BMW car, which he was too young to drive legally, and to have assaulted a middle-aged couple in another car. He's said to have warned witnesses not to call the police. Hundreds of internet users posted angry comments condemning the perceived privileges and arrogance of China's elite. The Pakistani Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani has cancelled a visit to the United States because of the floods that have hit the country's southern Sindh province. The floods, caused by heavy monsoon rains, are affecting 6 million people and 4,000 villages have been submerged. Shoaib Hassan reports from Hyderabad.
The refugees are now coming in their thousands, streaming to urban areas that are unaffected by the floods. Karachi, the provincial capital and Pakistan's largest city, along with Hyderabad, are the main destinations. But hundreds of thousands of others are still living on the roads with little food or shelter. The latest problem is the lack of drinking water, forcing many to survive on what are now lakes and pools formed by the floods.
World News from the BBC. The authorities in South Korea have arrested a defector from North Korea who's suspected of plotting to kill another refugee with a poison-tipped needle. Reports said the suspect was a former Special Forces commando who'd come to the South in the 1990s and had then disappeared for several years. The man he's alleged to have plotted against is an activist involved in balloon lifts that drop leaflets on North Korea urging rebellion. A court in Uganda has sent two men to prison for their role in the bombing of a bar during the Football World Cup final in July last year. The explosion killed at least 76 people. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab, which is based in Somalia, said at the time it had carried out the attacks. American astronomers say they've discovered a planet orbiting two suns. It's the first confirmed solar system of its kind. Researchers at NASA say the Saturn-sized planet, which has been named Kepler-16b, circles its twin suns about every 229 days. Tom Esselmont has the details.
Scientists have long believed in the possibility that two stars might exist in tandem, eccentrically orbiting each other. But this breakthrough by NASA scientists is the first to confirm those beliefs. The highly sensitive Kepler spacecraft, scouring our galaxy since 2009, is able to identify stars whose light dims, suggesting planets may exist in their orbit. The planet Kepler-16b that orbits the two suns is described as a gas giant, with surface temperatures of minus 73 to minus 101 degrees Celsius.
The English Premier League football champions Manchester United have received approval to float the company on the Singapore Stock Exchange. Bought by the American Glazer family in 2005, the club wants to raise $1 billion to pay off some of its debt. It aims to sell around 25% of the parent company shares and hopes to complete the process by the end of the year. BBC News.
And the BBC.